Hey everybody, welcome to March 12th. Can you believe it's almost the middle of March? And hopefully by the time you hear this recording, spring is well on its way. I want to talk to you over the next few days about the senses that God gives us. Now, understanding that there are people who are not blessed with some of these senses, but I think for the majority of us, this is going to be something that hopefully allows us to think during the week about the blessings of the senses that God gives us. Today I want to talk about sight. And of all of the things that I think are so easy for us to not recognize as blessings or just take for granted is this gift of sight. And I love what it says in Psalm 19, verse 1. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." I love how that verse talks about how God's creation proclaims the work of his hands. So I want to challenge you to do this today as you walk into your day today. May you be overwhelmed with feeling blessed for the things that God has created that you see. Maybe it's the sky. You know, people say that Kansas is boring or Kansas has this reputation of being flat and lifeless, but I beg to differ with that. Knowing that I live in a place that I can watch the sun rise every day and I can watch the sun set every day, and the beauty of the colors of how God has designed it all are things that I make myself stop and take in. So that's what I want to encourage you to do. Take in the sunrise, take in the sunset, take in the beauty of the people around you in a godly way, of course, that God has created. If you're married, think about your spouse and the beauty that God has given you in the beauty of your spouse. I want you to think about all of the things as you drive to work or to school or you're walking through the community, whatever your day looks like, whether it's a screen that you put on your computer that has a beautiful scene of God's creation, whatever it is, I want to encourage you today to focus on the beauty of what you see and understanding that sight is such a gift from God. Would you pray about that with me today? Father, I take my sight for granted. The fact that not only does my vision keep me from stumbling and falling physically, but Lord, you have given me so many beautiful things to see in my life, to see children playing, to see the beauty of a sunrise or a sunset, to see the beauty of a loved one. Lord, to see the beauty of people interacting with each other, to see the beauty of someone singing worship. Lord, so many things that I take for granted, forgive me. But Lord, I choose today to focus on beauty. May every flower that I see, every tree that I see, every beautiful thing that I see today remind me of, Lord, your creativity. You're such a creative God. You're such a gifted God to be able to create the colors and the beauty around me. May I remember not just that things are beautiful today. May I remember that you're beautiful and your beauty of creation is so awesome. Thank you, Lord, for sight. Thank you that you have given us the opportunity to take things into our minds through sight. May the things that we look at today be holy and pleasing to you. May we use our sight to honor you and to be remembered of your goodness. Would you remove temptation that has to do with our sight today? Lord, may we focus instead on the purity of your creation, the beauty of your creation. Thank you, Father, so much for sight. In Jesus' name, amen.